This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Primary Election Day 2025. I'm Larry Richard and joined by the great political analyst, KDK TV Forever Emeritus, John Delano. John, good morning.
Well, good morning, Larry. Happy Election Day to everybody. And I'm not sure what emeritus means.
I don't either. It means you were at KDK a long time. That's what it means.
It means you're old.
Yeah. Well, and I know that they've called upon you to work today, so we're going to see you later on KDK TV. That said, we were looking for a good theme. We didn't have a good primary Election Day theme. Let me try this one on you. The good, the bad, and the ugly? Or maybe this one. Primary election days typically are not very entertaining or interesting, obviously, to a lot of people. Mostly, there are numbers of less than 20% turnout in some years.
Yeah, and it's sad because primary elections in these off years are so critical when it comes to the people who raise our taxes and provide our local services. This is the year we elect municipal officials. We elect council members and commissioners and mayors, depending on your community. We elect our school board members. Talk about raising taxes. School taxes are really high in lots of areas. So these are the people who provide our services. Do the roads get cleaned of snow? I mean, what happens when there's big storms? Who's taking charge? So it really is an important election. And in many of our communities, the primary is the only real election because we have one-party rule. That is, a lot of our communities are Democratic, or some of our suburban communities are just Republican. And that's particularly true in the outlying counties as well. So if you don't show up to vote during the primary, you really miss the opportunity to nominate the people who will almost automatically get elected in the fall. That's very true in the city of Pittsburgh, where the Democrats dominate. So, you know, these elections, I can't stress enough how important primary elections in off years, that's the odd years like 2025, how important they are to our civil society.
A friend of mine, Tony Ferraro, suggested to me, and John, I think you'll love this. He said to engage more voters, especially young voters, the county workers. I think there's 43 school districts plus the private schools. So why not set up a program where area high school students over 17 years of age would work the polls in the districts where their schools are, and it would kind of give them a taste and see the importance of getting out to vote. I think that's actually a great idea.
It is a great idea. Of course, there's no way they could handle every student in Allegheny County or in the surrounding counties. But the idea, frankly, of more civics education is really true. I don't even know if they do much in the way of civics these days. I'd really need to double check that. But I can tell you, back in my day in Pittsburgh, in the Pittsburgh area, we were required to take at least a semester on government, on civics, and another semester on Pennsylvania history. And, you know, certain things stick with you, but certainly the importance of government in general. And I know it's so easy for us to say, my vote doesn't count, it doesn't matter, the guys with the money are going to control no matter what happens. But these elections are often a lot closer, and I think we may see some close ones today. We'll see.
Well, the big one, Mr. Delano, is obviously in the city of Pittsburgh. Incumbent Mayor Ed Gainey with challenger Corey O'Connor, currently the Allegheny County Comptroller, of course, spent over a decade on city council and legacy man with his father being mayor of the city. This one really counts and really matters, yet they're in the same party fighting against each other. And each side says they have a lead in their own polls. Weather a factor. How do you think this turns out?
Well, it really comes down to who votes, because number one, obviously these polls don't mean much if they're taken of people who aren't going to actually show up and vote. And the other thing I should say about the polls is the ones we've seen have all been partisan polls. They're conducted by one side or the other. And so this could still be a very much a jump ball race, depending on who shows up to vote. And there, what you're dealing with is general apathy about government in general and about primaries. So, you know, will we get 30% of Pittsburgh Democrats participating today? Who knows? Often in these primaries, you get 15% or 20%. So we'll see whether this has generated a little more excitement. We know where these respective candidates have some strength. In my view, when I look at the neighborhoods and I look at the city of Pittsburgh, I think I can pretty much sense where Corey O'Connor is going to win. I can pretty much sense where Ed Gainey is going to win. But the real battleground area, it seems to me, 2 points. One is the turnout. How big will the turnout be, for example, in the South Hills area, Carrick, Beachview, Brookline, the West End, or for the mayor in the African-American wards in Morningside, Lawrenceville, that area? And then the jump ball area for me, the one that we can't predict, is really the 14th ward. We're talking Squirrel Hill, Shadyside, Greenfield, Point Breeze. This is an area, parts of which went for Bill Peduto last time, 4 years ago, parts of which went for Ed Gainey. But the one big difference is that Corey O'Connor represented part of this area for 10 years on city council, and he has deep roots in this area. So we'll see. I think this election could still go either way.
How unusual is it, John, for an incumbent, in this case Democrat, to have a party endorse the challenger?
Yeah, that's really a bit surprising. Now, mind you, the endorsement was very close. Very close endorsement vote. But the fact is, Ed Gainey was the endorsed Democrat against Bill Peduto 4 years ago. This year, he lost that endorsement to Corey O'Connor, who is the endorsed Democrat. I don't know that these endorsements mean a whole lot, to be honest. I think people in this day and age have a sense of who Ed Gainey is. They have a sense of who Corey O'Connor is. And I don't think somebody telling them who to vote for is going to make that big a difference. I think fundamentally, when you have an incumbent, and whether it was Bill Peduto 4 years ago or Ed Gainey this year, it's a referendum on the performance of the incumbent. If you're happy with the way things are going in the city of Pittsburgh, if you think Ed Gainey has done a good job and has done what he promised and said he would do, you're going to vote for Gainey for another 4 years. If you're unhappy, you're not. And it really comes down to that. Now, what the incumbents tend to do is they tend to vilify the opponent because they just don't want to take a chance of having a yes-no vote on them. And so they go after the challenger and they try to trash the challenger. And we've seen a lot of that in this election, too. Although, you know, to be fair, it's a perfectly normal political strategy. And I think, frankly, the Gainey camp has done a pretty good job of going after Corey O'Connor.
And when we return, we're going to talk to you right at the bottom of the hour after our news update with Pat Septak. I want to ask you about the referendums that are on the ballot for the city of Pittsburgh and some of the other races around the area that are important.
Yep. Yeah, we shouldn't forget there's a lot more on the ballot than just mayor of Pittsburgh. And most folks in this region will not have a chance to vote for mayor. So,
good point.
Yes, I'll be happy to talk to you later, Larry.
All right, John Delano, and you can see John later on KDK TV. This is the Big K Morning Show, and every Tuesday at this time, we bring you another medical professional brought to you by Independence Health System Expert Care here. And today, we are honored to have the director of the System Psychiatry Program, Dr. Michael Blastos, who you can see on the radio with our live stream at kdkradio.com, presented by Metropolitan Window Company. Doctor, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. How are you?
Mental Health Awareness Month. We hear a lot, Doctor, about the challenges in this day and age of mental health. All age groups and a lot of people dealing with primarily what? Depression, high anxiety. What do you and your staff see most frequently?
Probably the depression and anxiety standpoint of things. Those are two of the main ones. There's more serious illnesses out there, but depression and anxiety are probably the two largest categories that we see on a regular basis.
Are you finding, and I'm curious this with young people, because of, and you and I didn't grow up with social media, that social media has an impact and influence, and many times in a negative way, because young people feel they're missing out because it appears people are living their best lives online, and that might not be reality.
Yeah, there is a, I think for the younger groups, for teenagers, young adults, and you know, pre-adolescents, the social media is quite a big part of their lives. They typically live their lives through that medium, and that becomes quite challenging for parents to manage and for the kids themselves to manage, because, as you said, they do tend to, you know, believe that what they see is the truth, and a lot of times that isn't the case. And I think that's in my practice and the kids we see, and even some adults, you know, they tend to get very wrapped up in that, and it kind of takes a little bit of reality testing to kind of say, hey, is this truly what's going on? You know, is there an alternative way for you to meet friends, to be with people? And there are. And in fact, there's a growing movement of people and parents who are kind of taking their kids away from social media to bring them back to in-person experiences and limiting that exposure through that, because you don't have the connectivity. You think you're connected, but you're really not, because humans need that face-to-face kind of interaction.
Artificial intelligence also now has become a factor, because even for adults, much of what's seen on social media isn't actually the truth, and it can cloud and confuse and really exacerbate somebody's issues because they feel the sky is falling.
Correct. And AI is not going away. I think it's going to become a bigger issue as we go forward. And there's going to have to be a much higher level, you know, what are we looking at? Is it real? Is it not? And you have to be very, very careful what you're doing online and what you're looking at, and try to verify as much as possible. And
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You have that sense that it's too good to be true. It's probably too good to be true.
And I know that mental health awareness also tries to find ways to, in this case, support people's efforts to, you know, live a quote unquote normal life. Tell us about the mental health toolkit.
So the toolkit comes out, they do it every year. It's part of Mental Health Awareness Month, and they basically lay down a set of, you know, essentially, if you want to call it tools, where, you know, you can work on your own mental health by doing certain things. You can, you know, set boundaries. You can look at how you're eating, how you're exercising. And it just gives you a kind of framework to begin that journey of figuring out where do I need to kind of change things in my life? Am I sleeping enough? Am I eating okay? Am I socializing with, you know, people who are, you know, going to support me and things like that? So the mental health awareness, a lot of the organizations have these kind of topics that you can simply go through on their website and fill out certain forms that, you know, it breaks down. What are my goals for this month? What do I want to do? What do I need to work on? So it gives you kind of a roadmap in order to really, you know, hone in on what you need to work on to get your life on track. And it's very simple. Small things over time make really big changes.
I think it shocks a lot of people to know that suicide is the second leading cause of death among young people, 10 to 14. It terrifies parents, as it should. When do we know to step in, Doc?
I think, you know, parents, you know, as a parent myself, there's an internal kind of sense of there's something wrong here. And I think that that's where, you know, if you feel that about your child, they're not engaging enough, they're kind of isolating more, you're seeing changes that you're not sure what's happening. The first step is to talk with them, is to make the time to talk with them and start that conversation. And if that fear kind of continues to deepen or you're worried about it, you go to your doctor, you start having, and that comes from a strong relationship with your physician, your pediatrician, your PCP to say, hey, there's something here. I'm not sure what it is. I need your objective opinion and help here to start figuring out what this is. So it can be a dreadful thing, but there is help out there. And part of what mental health awareness is knowing where to turn. And there's a great roadmap there that, you know, basically breaks it down in kind of a form. If this happens, this is what you do. If this happens, this is what you do. And it's a great thing on the Mental Health America website that basically can kind of walk you through how to get that help. So it's a great, great resource.
Terrific information, Doc. Thank you for your time this morning and keep up the great work.
You're welcome. Anytime, Larry. Thank you.
Dr. Michael Blastos, who is Independence Health System Director of Psychiatry, and we urge you to reach out. Here we go, and we continue our conversation with political analyst who will be seen on KDK TV, as he has been for many years, till he decided to just chill a little bit. But game on today for John Delano. Thank you, John, for taking time. We appreciate it.
Yeah, no chilling today, that's for sure. Good to be with you, Larry, as always.
You could never get away from the buzz of an election day, even if it's a primary, be honest.
You know, you're absolutely right. I love this stuff, and I try very hard to help people understand what's at stake and what's going on and do it in a nonpartisan way, which in this day and age in journalism can be challenging, as you know, because people want you to be partisan.
Well, let's talk about referendums. First of all, John, let's not assume people know anything about it in detail. What is a referendum?
Well, a referendum is a ballot question that asks voters whether they want to change their form of government or the way government operates or the rules of government. And sometimes we see constitutional amendments for Pennsylvania on the ballot. Sometimes we see municipal questions. Should we allow the sale of liquor in a particular municipality? That kind of thing. We've got three ballot questions for voters in the city of Pittsburgh. And a couple things are important. First, to remember, every voter has the right to vote when it comes to a ballot question. So even if you're an independent or member of another party that doesn't have a primary, you can still show up and vote today. And that's true in the city of Pittsburgh, where there are three ballot questions on the ballot.
And what are the most significant of the three, or generally, what are people voting for or against?
Yeah. Well, first of all, ballot questions can be like gobbledygook. They're written in language that makes it very difficult for folks to understand what it's all about. So it usually pays dividends to take a moment before you get to the voting booth to look up what the ballot questions are. In the city of Pittsburgh, let's start with ballot measure number 2, because that's the easiest. It really asks voters whether or not the city of Pittsburgh should be allowed to sell public utilities like the Water and Sewer Authority to a private company. Should the city be allowed to privatize or not? A yes vote means that you want to prohibit the sale of public utilities to private companies. Very simple. A yes vote means you will prohibit. A no vote means you would allow the city, not that it will, but you would allow the city to sell public utilities like the Water and Sewer Authority to a private company. That's ballot measure number 2. 1 and 3 are complicated because they come out of a ballot measure that was proposed but never made it. And it has to do with Israel, Palestine, Gaza, and essentially the issue of whether or not whether governments should be allowed to invest in a country that is engaged in genocide or apartheid or various accusations that have been made against Israel, or at least the Netanyahu government. And there was a resolution, a proposed ballot measure, that would have prohibited Pittsburgh from engaging with companies that do business with Israel while it is doing these bad things, allegedly. That ballot question was knocked out of court. It was knocked off the ballot. But the opposing ballot measures, and that it would be ballot measure number 1, is still on the ballot. And what is that ballot question? That basically would say that the city in their business cannot discriminate on the basis of the nation or foreign state conducting business, a company's affiliation with the national origin of a country like Israel. So a yes vote supports changing the Home Rule Charter to basically outlaw the prohibition of companies engaged in Israel. Can you follow me? Well, this is crazy stuff. It's really tough.
It really understand. Is. And here's the crazier part. 30% at best in the primary of the voting public will make that decision.
Yeah, exactly. And they're not going to, and 90% of them are not going to know what any of this stuff means. And it's sad in some ways, but I wish people could write these resolutions in a way that are very understandable. But, you know, it is what it is. all I can say is if you're going to vote on these ballot measures, take a moment before you go in and just type in Google, as they say, check in with Google about what exactly are the Pittsburgh ballot measures.
All right, we're with John Delano. Let's kind of run through a couple of the important elections, obviously for judges, and outside of the mayor's race in the city, what are some of the highlights?
Well, first of all, there are some races statewide. We are electing judges to the Superior Court and Commonwealth Court. On the Democratic side, there doesn't seem to be competition statewide for these races. Republicans have some contests for those statewide offices. In all the counties, there will be races for various row offices. And, for example, in Allegan County, the sheriff's race is on the ballot. So that's important in respective counties. Some counties have more row offices than others. Then the judges. Oh, my, the judges. We've got nearly 24 candidates in Allegheny County running for 8 seats on the Court of Common Pleas. And you may think, oh, I don't care who a judge is. But let me tell you, when it comes to property assessments, when it comes to criminal cases, when it comes to issues of you and your neighbor, you do care who the judges are. And there are lots of candidates running, and some are advertising, and some are sending out mailings and the like. And then, of course, you have your school directors. These are the folks who raise your taxes the most. You ought to care about that, and municipal officials as well. And, of course, as we talked in the earlier hour, the mayor's race of Pittsburgh is the big one.
All right. We'll be looking forward to seeing you again on KDKA-TV, John. Always appreciate your time. Thank you.
Well, great to be with you. Happy Election Day, everybody, and please do vote.
The great.
From the Goldberg, Persky & White News Desk, the polls are open on this primary election day. Voter turnout expected to be light.
We're expecting about 30% turnout. That includes both people who have voted by mail and people who will be voting in person.
It is light, but 30 would be better than some years where we've had only 17% of the voters turn out.
That's for sure. Number two, Nippon Steel upping the ante. According to a report by Reuters, the Japanese company is doubling its investment pledge into U.S. Steel.
Another deadline tomorrow, hoping they could find a way to save Mon Valley and the rest of our region.
Yeah, we'll see if President Trump changes his mind. Number three, a Pennsylvania progressive group pressuring Senator John Fetterman to resign, saying that the Democratic senator isn't performing his duties.
He says that's not true.
Yeah. He's planning on fulfilling the rest of his term. So we'll see.
Thank you, Pat. And coming up in the next hour, a chance for you to win tickets to see the new Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning with Tom Cruise.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.